You wanna see loco?
Oye, baby, no seas mala. No me dejes con la gana.
Here we go. Non-traditional Football Friday because Miami Dolphins don't play till Monday.
Prime time, baby.
Prime time, baby.
Ooh, woo.
This is the national matchup that no one wanted.
Huh? What happened?
This hour brought to you by Toyota of Hollywood. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Today is a Football Friday, as always, brought to you by Yingling, a beer as bold as those who drink it. Tap into your inner eagle, Yingling. Spread your wings, Pottsville, Pennsylvania. Please drink responsibly. So we finally found out, what, about an hour or two ago, who's going to start at quarterback for the University of Miami, and it will be Nikosi Perry tomorrow at Pitt. So Jaren is healthy, and I guess Manny Diaz has just decided to ride the hot hand, if you can call it the hot hand. They lost to Georgia Tech. So, but yeah, Nikosi Perry is going to start. And I don't know. I don't know. Like, I like Nikosi Perry and I like Jaren Williams. And so, you know, I was talking with somebody before the show and he said, hey, you kind of need a guy maybe that's mobile, a little bit more mobile because the offensive line is so rough that maybe Nikosi Perry gives you a little bit more mobility back there. My biggest concern is that he ends up on this this quarterback yo-yo thing that Mark Richt did.
Yeah.
That was my one real criticism of Mark Richt. I thought he handled the quarterback situation poorly.
100% agree. But if Nikosi starts 3-for-14 with 2 interceptions, what do you do?
He'll yank him in a second.
Yeah.
He will yank him in a second.
And you're right, it's bad. You have two quarterbacks, you have zero, all the cliches. Like, and it's 100% correct. I'm with that. But, yes, I think y'all are in the situation the rest of the year. It's hot hand.
Yep.
Nikosi, go. Oh, you're not ready? Jaren, go. I wouldn't be surprised if they switch three times throughout a game.
And Tate Martell, who we all thought was going to be the starting quarterback this season, is not traveling with the team due to, quote, a medical leave of absence.
You got mono?
Maybe.
Like, no, because if you have a bad knee, they bring you for your leadership and your team bonding and stuff.
Let me check if he's not traveling or if he's just not playing due to medical leave.
I don't like how these teams ain't going to keep everything secret.
This is what David Fironas wrote in the Sun Sentinel. The Miami Hurricanes are sticking with redshirt sophomore Nikosi Perry as their starting quarterback when they play at Pitt on Saturday afternoon. Perry will make his third straight start in place of redshirt freshman Jaren Williams, who started the Hurricanes' first five games. Based on strength of his preparation throughout this week, we feel Nikosi gives us the best chance to win at Pittsburgh, Manny Diaz said in a statement. The Hurricanes also announced that quarterback Tate Martell, who was third in a preseason competition with Perry and Williams, has since gone back and forth between receiver and quarterback, will miss Saturday's game due to a medical leave of absence.
Now, that's not injury.
The reason that I said he's not traveling with them is when I read leave of absence, I read it as actually being removed from the team. If you take a leave of absence from work, you take you're gone. That doesn't sound like somebody who's missing a game due to an injury.
No, you just say injury. You would have injury, then you say hamstring or hip or quad or something. Medical leave of absence could be somebody in his family sick because that's medical as well.
Right, you're right. It didn't say yeah, that could be. So I don't know. They're an underdog at Pitt. They lost to Georgia Tech. We're going to talk with John Beeson this hour. I mean, that guy, obviously, he's got some insight and probably some strong opinions on what's going on at the University of Miami.
You know what? He was there for all the years y'all talk about and yearn for.
Mm-hmm.
That's what John was at. I'm going to tell him he was one of my role models coming up. Like, when I started coming out of college, watching Beeson.
That's what I was thinking. Ooh. Like, Beeson was one of the best linebackers that you probably ever saw.
That man was a monster at UM. And about the first 4 or 5 years at Carolina, got some injuries, but Beeson was a dog
middle. Even at the Giants. Didn't he have good seasons with the Giants, too?
He made some plays.
Not like with the Panthers.
No, those first four with the Panthers, that man was showing out.
Look on his Wikipedia. I bet he went to the Pro Bowl.
No. Because I don't want to say he finished a year. Like, Beeson had a bunch of injuries. That's what ended his career was injuries. Beeson was playing like 4 or 5 games. I think one year he played 2 games or something like that. Honestly, bro, I used to follow John Beeson. Injuries derailed his career.
He had a pretty long career. What's his like his accolades?
Yeah, he made the Pro Bowl three times, but all three of those with the Panthers.
Early on, right?
Yeah, 08, 09, and 2010. Yeah. He was first-team All-Pro in 08, second-team All-Pro in 09.
All right. And then with the Giants, he played like single-digit games, right?
I'll double-check, but
See how many games he played in three seasons with the Giants. If he ever had a season that he played double-digit games.
Yeah, I remember because, no, John was one of the guys that I grew up with. Him, Vilma, you know, DJ Williams. Like, I used to love their linebackers back in the day when y'all – it's the time y'all talk about.
Those were the days,
man. And I got to call it back in the day. But, yeah, Beeson was a dog.
So, after his like, three great seasons with Carolina, or four in 2010, he only played a combined eight games from 11, 12, and 13.
Wow.
Moves to the Giants, and his first year with the Giants in 2013, played 12 games and had one of his best seasons of his career. But then the following two derailed by injuries, only 4 and 5 games each year.
I would watch film and be like, damn, Beeson's hurt again.
Let me give everybody the code word for this hour because it's past 2 o'clock. Do you have the James Earl Jones sound or do we not have that in the system?
No, I don't believe I do.
All right. No big deal. I mean, you're the one that gave us the heads up on it, but that's all right if you don't have it. I mean, I understand why you would have other things to do today. I'm not sure what you should do today, but, you know. Hey, Antoine. Hey, buddy. Antoine.
AP!
It's AJ.
Oh, yeah, AJ.
Yeah.
I messed up already.
No way that he reminds you of Adrian Peterson.
They're built the same.
I'm sorry. Time for your chance to win Channing's Change. The word this hour is baseball. Now, the reason I was looking for the sound, so that's my James Earl Jones impersonation. Baseball. It's one of my better impersonations.
It's a word.
But it sounds exactly like James Earl Jones saying it in Field of Dreams.
Go again.
Baseball.
If I close my eyes, I think I'm in here with Earl.
Right? James Earl.
No.
Are you talking about Earl from Traffic?
I'm talking about Earl from Traffic.
Baseball. Text the word baseball to 72881, and you have a chance to win $1,000. Text the word baseball to 72881. You can win $1,000 of Channing's Change, and your next chance to win will be at 3 o'clock. It's a national contest. Message and data rates may apply. I think next week is the final week of the promotion, so get in on the winning. You're running out of days. Text the word baseball
y'all
to
letting
72881. You're letting us down. We're trying to hand you $1,000. Trying to hand you $1,000.
Yes. Nobody does that just for fun. We're trying to do that for you.
Text the word baseball to 72881. All three, and I don't know if this means anything, but all three road teams won in the NBA yesterday. Found that to be interesting because home court advantage usually means so much in basketball. And I wonder if those days are ending because players switch so much and – I don't know. I just found it interesting that there were three NBA games last night and all three road teams won. Did you watch any of that Warriors-Clippers game?
Yeah.
I mean, the headline I saw on CBSSports.com, Warriors look dismal in opener and Steve Kerr doesn't sound like he expects things to get much better.
That looked ugly.
I mean, that was ugly. And then in the Houston game, if you watch Houston-Milwaukee earlier, was it Milwaukee? Yeah, Houston-Milwaukee. Yeah. You see James Harden and Russell Westbrook. First
already
of all, what's Russell Westbrook doing with his hair? I didn't see him during preseason.
Hey, man,
so
that's sweet.
He's got antenna.
The little braids coming down, the little antennas feel his way through the game, feel out the new team.
That's sweet.
That ain't sweet.
I
love Russell Westbrook. I tried to have his back, but that wasn't sweet.
I didn't understand what was going on there. But he and James Harden.
Z? Have you seen Ants? Z off Ants, the main character?
I haven't seen that in 20 years.
Oh, okay.
Is that like he's got – because that's what you feel like if he's going into the paint.
Yeah, he can feel his way through the paint. Yeah, man.
Yeah, but they got a little – I don't want to say heated, but they were a little animated. Right, James Harden and Russell Westbrook, like,
yeah. And it's gonna get worse and worse.
I mean,
it gotta get worse and worse.
There's very strong. Well, I shouldn't say strong personalities. There's one unbelievably strong personality in Russell Westbrook. There's another dude that just strikes me as I don't care how much you complain you want the ball. if I feel like dribbling the ball for 20 seconds, I'm just going to dribble the ball. Like, there are certain people that have an ability to tune out any noise that they don't feel like hearing. And Russell Westbrook, if he starts to get tuned out on a regular basis, is going to try to figure out a way to get you to tune in.
James Harden's going to win.
I think so, too. I don't think he cares.
He doesn't care, but the passive-aggressive guy always wins over the aggressive-aggressive guy.
Because the aggressive-aggressive guy gets too aggressive-aggressive, yes. Because the passive-aggressive guy gets annoying because he's not giving you what you want.
And the Russell Westbrook, the aggressive dude, he looks crazy because he keeps complaining and bitching to the coach and arguing. And James is like, bro, don't worry, I'll get you the ball. And he won't pass him the ball for two quarters, and then they argue again. No, bro, my bad. I got you next time. The passive-aggressive is – that's why LeBron does it so much. Passive-aggressive is the way to go if you want to hide what you're really trying to do.
It will drive Russell Westbrook crazy before the end of this season. Crazy.
Yeah.
So that was interesting to watch last night. You can hear every Miami Heat game. They're back in action tomorrow. You can hear every Miami Heat game right here on AM 790 and FM 104.3 HD2, The Ticket. It starts with the JetBlue Vacations pregame show an hour before tip-off. And then following the game, you get the Lexus of Pembroke Pines and Subaru of Pembroke Pines Heat postgame show. So tomorrow night's at 5 o'clock. Heat game, by the way. Let's get headlines here with Alejandro Solana.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
So we know Nakosi Perry, QB1 for the Miami Hurricanes tomorrow when they face Pittsburgh. That's a noon kickoff. The Canes, 5.5-point underdogs on the road.
Yeah, I'm so confused as to what to do with that game, because it's a lost season. I said this to DBJ yesterday or Wednesday when he was on with us, and I know he didn't want to hear that, but when you lose to Georgia Tech and Virginia Tech, you could still be bowl eligible.
Yes.
What do they have? Three wins? Got three wins.
3-4.
But it's a lost season, and so I don't know what to do. It's a tomorrow, noon game at Pitt. Pitt's beaten them before when they were actually pretty decent. I don't know.
Pitt's going to win and cover.
You think so?
Yeah. You just – so much turmoil.
You could see them being emotionally just drained and lax.
Overtime. Then how overtime went. Like, it wasn't a competitive overtime. Like, I can see the guys looking around being like, fellas, we're not that good.
You can't have your kickers kick on the road, right? I mean, if you can't have them kick at home, they can't kick on the road.
Bro, that is frustrating.
Well, it changes the entire game.
But to a player, like to a guy like a Quarterman, a pick, those guys out there, putting it all on the line.
Right.
And, hey, guys, we got to the 30, and this isn't good enough. We got to the 20. You know what? To be honest, if you get to the 5, it's not good enough.
There is no chip shot for those guys. There's no chip shot.
Go put points on the board. That's not easy. And that's sad to say about a football team.
What else you got, Solana?
Brian Flores said Bobby McCain will play Monday. So the undisclosed discipline that they were going to give him after, the Bills incident that he had, I guess, won't be a game suspension.
Yeah, I didn't think it was going to be because they just kind of said, we'll take care of it in-house.
They should have laid him down inside the locker room and let everybody spit on him as they walked out. That's worse than missing a game.
Right, eye for an eye.
Eye for an eye. Just say,
have you learned your lesson yet? Have you learned your lesson yet? I mean, if Brian Flores wants to be known as a disciplinarian.
I saw the video. I didn't see anything.
I didn't see anything either, but he apologized. Leads me to believe that something did happen.
Yeah,
so.
I'll cuss out a kid, too.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if
I'd cuss out a kid.
I don't know.
Hear the video? Now, we haven't talked about this.
He said, you're irrelevant.
You're irrelevant. You suck. And these are terrible parents that yell stuff at professional athletes and their kids get old enough to yell and they think they can yell.
I agree with
you
that.
You suck. Your mama sucks, bitch. That's what I'd say back to him.
Wow, what just happened there?
No, man, I hate that. That was one of my pet peeves where you're going to sit here at 12 years old, 13 years old, and yell nasty stuff at a grown man, and I cannot slap you? Okay, I'm going to slap your daddy. I'm going to cuss your mama out. Yes, you are not raised correctly if you're going to yell at a grown man disrespectful words talking about you suck. Bro, you'll never get where I am. Your mom and dad ain't worth a damn, and you're not going to be worth a damn.
Yesterday's parenting advice from John Offerdahl was 1,000 times better. That parenting advice was garbage right there.
I would use
radio.com rewind. Go to the 3 o'clock hour yesterday. You will hear John Offerdahl wax poetic about raising kids right in today's society. Ignore what you just heard there.
Would you allow your son, who is 14 now?
15.
15 now. Yes. Would you let him yell at a Heat opponent, "You suck. You're irrelevant.
No, but I said to you, I agree with you. That's bad parenting.
That's bad parenting. Yeah. So now I have to parent their kids, and I got to make fun of his mom and call him a name.
Okay. That's where I just disagree on the approach there with the "you suck, bitch." I got away
from that one.
Not sure if that was where I wanted to go, you know, with the kid.
Your mama.
But yeah, go back, 3 o'clock yesterday, John Offerdahl, much better orator when it comes to parenting advice.
It's real.
Just rewind.
The kids nowadays
say keep it real. You can rewind for 24 hours, right? So that's about 23 hours ago. So you're still good.
The kids say keep it real. I'm keeping it real.
Okay. You do that.
You need a towel for your mic?
I'm wiping my computer screen off.
What else you got, Solana?
Speaking of the Dolphins and Pittsburgh on Monday Night Football, as it stands right now, Miami is +14 heading into Heinz Field.
Yeah, we'll talk about it more today, and then on Monday, I don't know. I'm so torn on this because last night, we didn't bet last night, but I would have given 16.5 points. I would have taken Minnesota and laid the points, and they didn't cover.
No.
And so now I'm starting to wonder if, you know, these point spreads are too big just based on the space between total scores at the beginning of the season where teams start to get a little bit better. Now, it doesn't mean that Washington's going to go on a 3-game win streak, but they start to get a little better, and maybe you're seeing it with the Dolphins. I don't know.
You're 100% right. You see how people attack you. You start strengthening your weaknesses.
Right.
You start,
like,
yes.
Yeah, like the way that the Dolphins lost to Baltimore, I don't imagine that they're going to lose that way again this season. Like, just being completely out of sorts.
But doesn't it make sense? If you go 16 weeks, those first 3 or 4 weeks, teams are trying to figure it out. Those middle 10 – they figured it out. They're trying to work a little bit. And then at the end of the season, some teams are playing for nothing.
Correct.
Then it gets ugly again. But I would say those middle, week 7 to week 12, 13, that would be where your team.
That's where you're supposed to. Like, that's where a bad team, I should say. That's where a bad team would have their best chance of showing a little bit of.
The Dolphins are at their best right now. Yeah. Like, and their best is still hasn't won a game, but they're at their best right now. Flores and everybody on their coaching staff knows what the players can do, so they should compete with teams that are not just 10 times superior to them.
What else you got, Solana?
You feel comfortable saying that, though, that they're at their best with Ryan Fitzpatrick?
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah. I mean, Josh Rosen, you thought, put them at their best?
I don't know. I'm just asking.
I know. I mean, you watch the games. You think Josh Rosen's look better than Ryan Fitzpatrick?
I think you can point to examples under Josh Rosen, and I know it was smaller sample size because it was only a first-half sample size, but where the team just played better, looked better offensively.
They didn't move offensively under Josh Rosen.
Against the Cowboys, like in that first half, they were in a position to take the lead until Kenyon Drake.
That's right.
Fumbles.
No, you're right.
Like,
they did have a half. They had a half.
Right. And
I don't think the offense moved.
Against the Chargers as well, they had a half. Like that was a close game in the two first halves that Josh Rosen started.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. Like, Josh Rosen is not way worse than Fitzpatrick, but I think Fitzpatrick does. That would be the question. You believe Rosen gives the Dolphins a better chance to win than Fitzpatrick? Because that's the question that
I don't think anyone would
everybody
answer
has
that. Like, if you want to see him, that's fine.
Yes.
But you can't say that he gives him a better chance to win.
Yeah. Okay, so tomorrow the Miami Heat are in Milwaukee. Of course, the Bucks just beat the Rockets. Deion Waiters will not be traveling with the team.
Yeah, that's a weird one, too. So he was suspended for one game. The suspension's over. And we'll see you when we're back home. I don't understand what's going on there. You may have seen Deion Waiters for a final time in a Heat uni.
If you're going to buy a Waiters jersey, wait a week because it's going to be half off.
Yeah. Dave Hyde wrote something in the Sun Sentinel today. Like, it's time. Like, you got to whatever you can get for him, you got to get him off your team.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that today, too. Tom DeAngelo from the Palm Beach Post is going to join us momentarily. Anything else, Solana?
That's it.
All right, there you go. Tom DeAngelo. We do 15 minutes of Heat every day around 2:15. Tom DeAngelo, he was at the Heat opener on Wednesday at the American Airlines Arena, wrote about it in the Palm Beach Post. John Beeson also scheduled to join us around 2:35 or 2:40 this afternoon.
Today, you have more ways to access the world-class care at Cleveland Clinic than ever before. You can click in, walk in, or call in for the number one care. That's the number one care in South Florida and a top Florida hospital. See what greatness looks like with Cleveland Clinic. To learn why Cleveland Clinic Florida is ranked number one by U.S. News & World Report, visit clevelandclinicflorida.org/rankings. Don't play with your health now. Cleveland Clinic, Florida is where to go. Every life deserves world-class care.
All right, we'll take a quick break. It's 15 minutes of heat. It's a Pareo Friday as well. Tom D'Angelo from the Palm Beach Post next on Hockman and Crowder.
You want to see Loco?
Vacilado Rumbero!
Woo-woo! Love it on a Friday. This is Solana's wheelhouse.
I love it, too.
Friday, he's behind the ones and twos, and he looks like he belongs on a Friday. We'll do our...
My wife's Cuban. I've been going to these parties. Boy, this is the music now.
Can't help but move.
Dad, John D. Oh, they usually yell something early. There we go.
Azúcar!
I like that one, too.
We should give that to Don Bailey Jr. one week.
We should.
Azúcar! Hopefully in tomorrow's broadcast, he yells, Denise! From the Cosby Show. All right, we got to do 15 minutes of heat here. We do it every day around this time. We're going to head out to the Orion Fuels and Downstairs Convenience Stores guest line, where they are truly steps beyond convenience. 15 minutes of heat. And today, brought to you by Geico. Great news. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. Tom D'Angelo writes sports for the Palm Beach Post. He was at the Heat opener at the American Airlines Arena Wednesday, and we always enjoy talking with Tom D'Angelo. Hello, Tom.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you?
Good. I want to talk about what we saw Wednesday. I was excited by some of it. Mm-hmm. I do want to talk about the most pressing issue, I think, with the Miami Heat right now, which is, and we're all assuming Jimmy Butler will be back tomorrow night. I find it a little bit curious that Dion Waiters was suspended for game one and is now not traveling, but he'll be ready to go when they come back to Miami. What exactly is happening there?
That is a little strange. Other than... now, and I know he, you know, there wasn't a conditioning issue with him during training camp. But remember, he did miss time last week because of a totally different, a family issue.
Right.
He was gone. So it's been about a week. So my thinking is that they're like, you know, let him get in this gym for, plus, you know, this is a little bit of a. Probably an extension of we're not happy with you. So let him get in the gym for 3 days while we're gone and get back to conditioning. I would guess that's got to be it. It's been a while since he's been with the team because of the family issue and then the suspension. So, you know, why jump back into it? And, you know, besides when you watch that game Wednesday night, where does Dion Waiters fit in?
That's a great question.
And Tom, we're speaking of Waiters, and I'm thinking they're trying to trade him or move on from him.
Oh,
but
absolutely.
Is he a coveted NBA talent? He's 8 years in. His best year is 15 points a game. Like, is he coveted?
Wow, is he really 8 years in?
Yes, 12 was his first year.
Holy moly!
I don't know coveted, but he's a good NBA player. And let's face it, he earned this contract off of a 2 month stretch, mid January to mid March, before he got injured. Before he hurt that ankle, on the year when they were in the midst of winning, going 30-9 to make up for the 30-11 to make up for the 11-30 start. So, and he played very well. I mean, that stretch, he's a borderline all-star, definitely, you know, somebody who can really help you in that stretch. But that's the only time we've seen that in his entire career, is that 2 months. Now, since then, is it all, you know, is it fair to judge him since then because of the injuries with the ankle? No, I mean, he never really got back, and then he had surgery, and it's just that's been his peak. So I do think that if they can get Dion Waiters on the court and get him playing so he shows that he could help someone else, which I think is probably what they're thinking, their mindset is get him out there. let's get him healthy. Let's see if he can show something. So maybe we can move him at the trade deadline, or at the worst next summer. Hey, look, you can trade Hassan Whiteside's $27 million contract. You can trade anybody, anywhere, anytime. That's the way I look at it. If someone was picking up that guy's contract, so they've got to be looking as long as someone's healthy. Yes, you could probably find a way to move him, and that's what they've got to be doing. I mean, look at these perimeter players who all of a sudden they've got the guys who come on, Kendrick Nunn and Tyler Hero, and the addition of Jimmy Butler. Really, I mean, you don't want that, and plus you don't want that attitude in the locker room. For, you know, obviously they made that clear too by the suspension.
Yeah, it kind of seems like they're also taking a stronger approach than they have in the last few seasons, right? With mm-hmm. the James Johnson non-conditioning yes. punishment yeah. and now Deion Waiters. It's like they kind of put up with Hassan for a couple of seasons, and it seems yep. like the Heat have gone back to no more nonsense. We've got to win right now with Jimmy Butler, and we're not going to put up with that stuff.
Yep, the famous Pat Riley slippage quote we heard last April after the season ended with a non-playoff season. So, oh, absolutely. I would have loved to seen this kind of crackdown with Hassan. What would have happened when Hassan called out Spo in the locker room that night when he didn't play? When Hassan, you know, the night Hassan, right, I lost the game. I think it was in Detroit. When he said, "Yeah, but I did my job." After a loss, I mean, if they were doing this then would Hassan been suspended at all at this time here? But you're exactly right, and this was what Pat Riley said was going to happen moving forward. We saw it right away with James Johnson, which was a shocker because James Johnson is the last guy you thought would come in out of not in the heat, you know, air quotes heat condition. So that's where it started, and then the foolishness by Deion on Instagram, on the bench, and the complaining. It's unbelievable, a guy. And I remember specifically, we were in Mexico City when I asked him about coming off the bench that year, because that was a time where he was, you know, it was still not sure how he wasn't playing great. And I'm a starter. I'm not coming off the bench, you know. And I remember writing that. It was no big deal then because it wasn't talked about. Now it's a big deal because he's not going to be starting. So it's just amazing. Didn't he learn anything from playing a year and a half with Dwayne Wade, who came off the bench for 91 of his final 93 games of his career? Didn't he learn anything from being a teammate of Goran Dragic, who's coming off the bench a year removed from being an all-star and being a starting point guard for the last 4.5 years? So, I don't think they can move him quick enough to get him out of this organization.
Yeah, that's what I would imagine is the most galling to Pat Riley is Dwayne Wade, who maybe we disrespected yep. for several seasons by having him take less and whatnot. That dude came off the bench, and Goran Dragic yep. came off the bench and said, "I want to be the sixth man of the year," you know, because of it.
Yep.
And then Deion Waiters, who, like you said, based on a half of a season, got a decent contract, and he's saying, "Yeah, I'm not a bench player," which is, that's the part that would be galling to them. But let's talk for a second about Wednesday. Tom DeAngelo from the Palm mm-hmm. Beach Post is with us. So you were down there, season opener. What was the most surprising? Was it Kendrick Nunn?
To me, it's Kendrick Nunn. I mean, I guess he would have started, I guess, because no one knew what the starting lineup was going to be if Jimmy Butler were there. But you know, later on, Spo said that, it looks like he was going to go with the Kendrick Nunn, Justice Winslow backcourt. Jimmy Butler would have been the three, and then have Tyler Hero and Goran coming off the bench as that kind of the coming off the bench backcourt. But I'll tell you what, you talk about this long line of Heat guys, and you know, people, you know, make fun, you know, the Heat, oh yeah, they, you know, they're always talking about players they find and other organizations find, you know, have these hidden gems. But you go all the way back, and I remember going all the way back to the Ike Austins and the Vashawn Leonards. I mean, you go to Udonis Haslam and then, you know, Tyler Johnson, and there's so many of them. Is this the next guy, and could this be as good as any of the backcourt guys they have found that have just come off the scrap heap, undrafted guys? He can defend. He has energy. And I really like, because I don't know much of that. I didn't see any of this preseason games, and so I don't know much about the guy, but I really like what Spo said after the game about, he says he's never rattled. He's just the same guy. You don't know if you're winning by 20 or you're losing by 20. He just kind of has the same demeanor on the court. He's very steady. And that's perfect. And you know, and just the energy he'll bring. I'm gonna be real curious to see if we're talking in April, and this is a guy who's started, you know, who has started 70 games this year at 82, you know, winds up being starting in the backcourt the whole year, because this could be a huge, huge addition and a guy you're paying relatively little money to and haven't given up anything for him. This could be big. And the other thing part about it, guys, is if you get they're trying to fast track this getting back to being a contender, and Jimmy Butler certainly did that. When you come into the offseason, $30 million over the cap, to be able to sign a max guy is just, that's working. You know, that's kind of, you know, no one expected that. But the more guys you add up, they're a star. I think everybody would admit they're another star away from being a contender. Most teams that are contenders now gone away from the three-headed stars to two. It takes two now. And they've got one. They've got one of the top 15 players. You've got to probably get another one who's better than Jimmy Butler. The more guys you have to involve in trades, and if all these guys work out and you have all these commodities, you know, that doesn't mean they're all going to be here when they're good. It could be a couple, two or three guys that you're able to that's the reason you're able to get the next superstar here. So for every reason possible, this has been a really good thing. If what we saw the other night is anything close to what we're going to see for the season from Kendrick Nunn.
This is interesting. So Spo has just said that Jimmy Butler is not going to travel with the team for Saturday or Sunday's game because he's a new father and he's going to spend time with his girlfriend and the baby. So let me get Channing's
reaction. Right, we kind of knew that the other night.
We knew that, yeah, we knew that it was a baby, yeah. But now you're going to miss the first three games of your Heat tenure of this. Crowder, you're a professional athlete.
Mm-hmm. Time to play. You can't breastfeed that baby. Tom, he doesn't have breasts. He has no memory glands like a woman. He can't breastfeed that baby. You miss a week, you come back. The baby can't even focus right now.
Yeah, I have no idea what the circumstances are. I don't know if she's in Miami or if he's in Miami. I don't know. It is interesting. It seems like what is baseball, 3-day fraternity thing?
I don't know what the official 3 days.
But it's interesting, you know. But it just doesn't. First of all, in the long run, what's okay? It's three games, two more road games. It's it gives a lot of these younger players more time. You get to see these guys two more games. There is an upside to it, but now his first game in a Heat uniform will be in American Airlines Arena just 6 days later than we thought it would be.
It's interesting because you know we do remember a couple seasons ago they missed the playoffs because of one game. You know, I remember that season coming on the next day and saying, well, we can't ever fall into the trap of, well, it's just one game out of 82 again. And and obviously, look, I would defer. I don't know the situation with the birth and the medical situation, if there's anything.
Exactly. Do we know if everybody's okay?
Correct.
There's just a lot of things in there.
But that's not news that I expected. Like, you know what I mean? Crowder, you've been around professional athletes your entire life. I mean, to miss a game the day of the birth, I understand. To miss the next two, and it's been a very big deal, obviously, Jimmy Butler coming to the Miami Heat in his debut.
Remember, Wade missed about a week and a half when he gave birth to his daughter.
He wasn't new to the team, though. Yeah. It was kind of a lost season. Like that, I feel like this is a little bit of a different situation. Again, I'm withholding anything because I don't know the mm-hmm. situation. There can be medical problems during childbirth, so I don't know anything about the situation. But I do think it's interesting.
And I'm going to look at it like, you know, just off the top, just on paper. They're going to Milwaukee. They're probably not going to win anyway. I think Milwaukee is the best team in the East. it's Minnesota. I guess the game's winnable just like the other night. They come out of this 1-1, and they come into Jimmy Butler's debut next Tuesday 2-1. It's probably where they would have been anyway if Jimmy Butler had played. So we'll speculate that far and see. And then again, wait to see what he says Monday or Tuesday, whenever the next time we're able to talk to him.
Very interesting, though. Very interesting. All right, so Jimmy Butler will not be with the Heat in Milwaukee or Minnesota Saturday or Sunday. But just to wrap it up, put a bow on it, Tom DeAngelo from the Palm Beach Post is with us. To wrap it up, put a bow on it, you liked what you saw Wednesday night. You feel like there's a little something here.
I saw more from Justin Winslow than I thought I'd see. I like the way he's, you know, he came out and said it. Everybody thought it was going to be disrespectful. Goran, I want to be the starting point guard. I don't think he was being, he wasn't being disrespectful to Goran. He's just talking that I would like to start. Okay. And he, you know, he put his money where his mouth was. He really looked pretty good. He, you know, there's, he's not a true point guard. There's some things that he needs to get better at, but you know, 7 assists, 7 rebounds, 27 points. He's not the greatest outside shooter. That's this team. One thing we're going to find is going to be a lot. It's not going to be the 3-point shooting team that we've seen in past Heat teams. They're not a great 3-point shooting team. Tyler Hero, maybe their best 3-point shooter. Well, Duncan Robinson technically should be, but he hasn't shot well. So, but yeah, I mean, Bam's going to be whoever starts at center, Bam at center, and either whoever starts between Leonard and Kelly Olynyk, they'll be the fours. I like that. You know, I like them, that combination there. And the backcourt is going to be exciting with the if you have Hero and if Justice and Nunn and Hero are whether you look at Justice as a starting point guard and Goran as a backup point guard, it's a pretty good team. It'll be interesting when Jimmy Butler comes back and Tyler Hero settles in on coming off the bench with Goran. You can have some pretty good. I'm really curious to see what Spo's rotations are, but they're deep, they're young, they're exciting. Something in it different, which is what we haven't had the last 3 years.
And I don't think I heard you mention Chris Silva. Let's not forget Chris Silva, he's doing it with blocks.
And then what? In 2 weeks he'll be in Sioux Falls. But it'll be quite a.
But what a ride it was! What a ride it will have been. Tom D'Angelo.
Hey, when you look at it, they had the three best rookies on the floor the other night, and Ja Morant was on the floor as the number two pick overall.
Actually, you're right.
These two guys were more impactful in that game, all three of them, than Ja Morant was. So yeah. That's saying something.
You're right. Tom D'Angelo, read his work in the Palm Beach Post. Thank you for making time for us, Tom.
Appreciate it, guys. Talk to you soon.
There you go. 15 minutes of Heat. We do it every day at this time. Very interesting news about Jimmy Butler there. The Heat is very good with giving paternity leave. And, again, I don't know the whole story. I do know that it's that shocked me because everyone was certain. That's why I think that that may be a medical issue, because everyone seemed certain that he was going to be there Saturday night. Remember, Spo said on Wednesday, he's going to miss one game. It's fine. And then we had Mike Inglis on yesterday, and I said, are we certain that he's going to be back Saturday? Yes, that's what we've been told and whatnot. So maybe there is a medical issue. So obviously, and that's not uncommon when giving birth.
And I would say, too, with medical side, if it's something there, because I've took a strong stance against Wade. Texas has said, remember Whiteside missed time. He had a baby. And he
I don't remember
him.
That.
Yeah, well, we weren't worried about him. He never played.
He had already worn out his welcome.
He would have never made a baby with Spo because Spo hated him at the time, but his girl still liked him. But, yeah, he missed time. But I said, if it's something medical, if the baby has some problems, it's in the NICU
or the girlfriend, yeah.
Or the girlfriend, I'm with you 100%. Yep. Stay with your loved ones. If the baby fell out and is 100% healthy, get your ass back to work. I'm serious about that. Go back to work. Text line says, hey, Crowder, it's different. There's only 16 games in NFL where you played, and there's 82 in basketball. It's different. Hawk, you bring up a great point. How many teams miss the playoffs or miss a higher seed by one or two games a year? Like, it's easy to just throw these first, you know, before Christmas we always talk about doesn't mean anything. It really does mean something. We don't want to make it mean anything, but it does. Like, if something's wrong medically, I'm with you. If not, bro, go to work, man. Go play basketball. Fly back. This is not 1950. Fly out there, play the game. You could be on a flight, a private plane, 30 minutes after the game ends. Fly back to your baby. Like, just go play basketball. Come on.
Very interesting
story. The baby sleeps 20 hours a day.
Oh, my God. I wish my kid still slept 20 hours a day.
You sleep 20 hours
a day. I'm trying to get to the point where I sleep 20 hours a day. John Beeson was scheduled to join us next. He's moved to what, 4 o'clock?
4 p.m.
Okay, so 4 o'clock, John Beeson will join us. We'll talk Hurricanes football with John Beeson at 4 o'clock today.
Y'all gotta check out Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market. I went 15 years ago. Somebody very close to me, they told me about Delaware, and I appreciate it because I've been going back every single week since. Get to Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market. They've been in the Hollywood, Florida area since 1951. They know what they're doing. Same family owned and operated this wonderful place since 1951. You know they're good at what they do. Get over there. Go to DelawareChicken.com to see the entire menu. They have everything you want. Lamb, beef, veal, pork, poultry, duck, turkey, lobster, shrimp. They have 20 different species of fish, alligator, venison, frog legs. They have it all. You got to get to Delaware. The selection's crazy. Right now is stone crab season. If you love stone crabs like I do, it is my favorite food. Get to Delaware. Every size. They got colossals all the way down to the smalls, the best prices, and the freshest stone crabs. One of them pinched me one time. I went to grab it. It pinched me. That's how fresh it was. It was still moving.
Wow.
I know. That wowed me, too.
I had no idea.
Got to get the stone crabs from Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market, but the prices are amazing. Right now, the Argentinian red shrimp, $9.99 a pound. The turkey chili, $7.99 a pound. And chicken leg quarters, £5 or more, 99 cents. Those are great prices. But the prices are awesome always at Delaware. Year around, you got to get to Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market. It's off 441. It's one block south of Sterling Road, right there by the new beautiful Hard Rock. You're checking out the Hard Rock, you ride past. Look over there across the street and you'll see Delaware. Stop by and you'll have delicious food. 441, one block south of Sterling Road. And you can call them in advance at 954-983-6831. They'll save you time by having your order packaged ready when you get there. Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market, 441, one block south of Sterling Road. When y'all get down there, tell them Crowder sent you.
Something happened yesterday with one of the people in sports that I hate. Have you heard this audio?
I know who it is. Yes.
I'm going to play it for everybody next. Don't go anywhere. Someone we all hate.
Not all of us.
Yes, you should.
I love it.
Next on Hockman and Crowder.
You want to see Loco?
Today is a Football Friday, brought to you by Yuengling, a beer as bold as those who drink it. Tap into your inner eagle. Yuengling, spread your wings. Pottsville, Pennsylvania, please drink responsibly. If you're just joining us, the Heat, Eric Spoelstra, has announced Jimmy Butler will not travel with the team, so he will miss Saturday and Sunday's games, which means he will have missed the first three games of his Heat tenure. We don't know any more than that, other than he is a new father. We don't know anything further than that, and the Heat are always tight-lipped about anything that has to do with anyone that has nothing to do with what's on the court. So,
didn't Spo just get married?
Spo got married. I think it was a while ago, wasn't it?
If Spo has a baby in the middle of the season, does he miss?
He did. He did have a baby. I don't know if it was in the middle of the season, but I know he just became a father recently.
Well,
does he miss games?
It's funny. I think people would be outraged if a head coach. Now, maybe I'm wrong on this. I might just be speaking like a 49-year-old man, you know, and you're speaking as a former professional athlete
that didn't believe
in missing a game for anything, any reason. A lot of us remember Brett Favre playing the day after his dad died or the day of and having one of the best games of his career. I'm not suggesting that, you know, that's what everyone should do. Everyone's their own person. You have your own sets of what's right, what's wrong. I know that, you know, the only way that I can put it in my own kind of vernacular, if my wife, we have one child, if she had given birth and it was during the first championship series for the Big Three era, we had worked towards it all season long, and it was game one of the Big Three championship, and I was, you know, on the flagship station for the Miami Heat or whatnot, would I miss a show? Would I miss two shows? Would I miss three shows? And I don't know. I can't answer it. I know I would miss anything that was the day of the birth. I would be there for the birth. I have no problem with that.
My wife went into birth when I was on air.
Really?
Yeah, I was Coop and Crowder. And my wife went into birth with our son, my first one. I just retired, and then she was 9 months pregnant when the Dolphins cut me. I took that year off. I didn't know I was retiring. But I was on air, Coop and Crowder, and she was like, hey, I'm going to see our OBGYN, Dr. Sam. She was like, I'm feeling funny. She was, you know, 39 and a half weeks, 40 weeks is the one. And I was like, okay. She called me. She was like, yeah. She said, I'm going to birth later on today. I'm feeling a little tightness. I said, well, same hospital we've been at? She said, yeah. I said, I'll be over there after work. Got there after work. She gave birth about 3-4 hours later.
Yeah, well, okay. But she wasn't giving birth at that moment.
She was feeling the tension. She was getting the contractions.
But she didn't give birth till 3 or 4 hours after you got there.
If the baby would have fell out when I was on air, I would have to see my baby sitting in the incubator room over there, to be honest.
Well, that would have been a terrible decision on your part.
I understand. I don't know if Jimmy has any other kids, but, like, you're really helpless as a father. You stand there and you hold the knee.
Yeah, but you're not just there.
You hold the knee, Hawk.
But I understand that. I was there. But you're there for your wife. You're there
She's
for your girlfriend.
She's not worried about you. She's in crazy pain.
Yeah, you're in a different relationship than the rest of us. Sorry. I don't like, that's a great moment.
You helped your wife through birth.
No, I was there with her during birth.
Saying dumb stuff.
Your partners.
You okay, baby.
Your partners in life.
Everything's going to be okay.
Yeah, I don't agree with you.
You're not doing nothing.
I don't agree with you there. At all.
You know what does something?
At all.
I'll tell you what does something. An epidural.
No, absolutely.
Epidural's a winner. You're not a winner. Epidural's a winner.
Okay, so you are suggesting husbands should not be there with wives.
You could be there, and it's good. You're not helping as much as you want to give yourself credit for.
I didn't say I was helping. I never said I was helping.
I said
I was there as a partner with my wife.
You're on a football team. You're the equipment staff. They'll make it without you.
Again, you're arguing a different argument. You're saying that you shouldn't be there with your wife or girlfriend.
I'm saying I shouldn't be there. If you are detained, it's not the biggest deal in the world.
Yeah, I would disagree with that.
Okay.
I disagree. Like, I mean, that is a seminal moment between any married couple or even unmarried couple that's having a baby. Like, I think you're diminishing the moment of having a child. That's a wild take to have.
It's a pivotal moment, right?
Yeah.
How?
You're giving birth to
a human. No. Your wife is.
Yeah, I mean.
Okay, you're standing there holding a knee.
You had a little something to do with it.
I know, 9 months before.
And you're going to kind of be.
That was the most you
can
do
with
that.
And you're going to kind of be her partner. You're going to kind of be her partner for the rest of your lives in raising that human being.
And that night, my son.
I'm not even having this argument.
That night, my son slept on my chest.
Okay.
The entire night.
Okay.
Every night since then, until he got old enough to sleep through the night, we split the nights. I would get up. She would pump the little milk. I would feed him throughout the night. I helped her with all the stuff I could help with. When she was giving birth, you know what I did? I held a knee.
I understand that. We've all been there.
Like, and you
you're
held
not saying
a knee.
But you're not saying anything. You're saying that it doesn't matter if you're there or not. And I'm telling you, it didn't matter if your baby slept on your chest or not. She just wanted to sleep. You just wanted to sleep on a bed.
Oh, that was the chest, the big chest, the smell, all that.
I can't even.
When they fell out the incubator.
I wanted to play the Nick Saban sound. We'll do it in the next segment because I don't even know what just happened here. So you do what you got to do here because I feel like I lost brain cells with whatever take you just took.
Let's go to Tootsie's, man. I'm going to really teach you about life over there. World famous Tootsie's Cabaret, voted best adult club in the country. I have been doing research there for 15 years, and I can tell you it is the best. It's the best in the country. There's 64,000 square feet of adult fun, a 20,000 square foot restaurant and sports bar to watch all the games, football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, whatever you need, and all the pay-per-view fights. Other places charge you extra for pay-per-view fights. There are hundreds of TVs. Every sporting event you want to see is going to be on, and there's no extra charge for anything. And during those undercards or those fights or commercials during the games, all you have to do is turn your head a foot left or right and you will see a beautiful woman on stage. Those 150 entertainers that Tootsie's has, they are amazing. Tootsie's is open 18 hours a day. That's for us, noon to 6 a.m. But I want y'all to get over there for happy hour because they have the best. Make it your lunch spot. They open at noon. Get there about 12:15. You can have you a good time and get back to work. And during happy hour, 8 hours of happy hour, half price drinks. No cover. You just walk right in, and the food is awesome. The fried lobster is one of my favorite dishes down here. Wings, calamari, nachos, pizza, burgers, cheesesteaks. They are all delicious. And if you're coming or going to the Hard Rock Stadium, bring your ticket or ticket stub, and you get in for free. 150 of South Florida's most beautiful entertainers. You go and get in for free with your ticket from Hard Rock Stadium, and it's just a few minutes away from Hard Rock Stadium. It is Tootsie's Cabaret, best adult club in the entire country. Tootsie's Cabaret. Cabaret.com for more details.
We're going to try to drive quickly away from whatever just transpired during that segment. I would highly recommend you do not use.
Hold a knee.
I would highly
You're
recommend
holding a knee.
You do not use the radio.com rewind app because if you listen to that again, you will get even stupider than you might be.
Come hold my knee.
From hearing that right now.
Come
but
grab my knee.
You're having a separate argument, which is your track. We've known that, Solana.
Come grab
like,
my knee.
Okay, but that's not what the argument is. The argument is should you be with your wife when she's giving birth to your child?
Holding a knee.
So yes or no?
If you don't have anything better to do.
If you don't have anything better to do, as as someone texts in, terrible stance by Channing Crowder.
That's a lame.
Bizarre.
That's
man.
A lame.
This is a weird one for you.
Real
bro,
weird.
You
just
don't
take
have
the L.
Kids.
Just take the
you
L.
had just one 95 L. years ago.
Just take the
Y'all
L.
Y'all don't understand. It's
I don't understand what it is to have a child with my wife. Okay. We're going to take a quick break
Hold
here.
Me.
Somehow we have a simulcast. I'm not exactly certain how. We're endeavoring to take all the stations. Papa, Hockman and Crowder simulcast is next.